Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, December 22nd, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss Cuba and specifically the normalization of relations between the United States and the Cuban nation, which lies just 90 miles from the U.S. coast. This normalization, for the first time since 1961, critics say it will legitimize Castro's regime. That's what Marco Rubio said it would do. It would legitimize Castro's regime. He also said it would be bad for the Cuban people, that it will rescue communism, where it has failed across the world. Critics say that President Obama has done what Jimmy Carter might have done had he been reelected, and that is rescue the Soviet communist system, something Ronald Reagan did not do. Critics say that Cuba will not change its one-party state, that normalization will not bring liberal democracy, and that the U.S. industry will simply give the appearance of Marxist prosperity, as we have done in Vietnam. Now, an example to Cuba. What's actually happening here, and what does this normalization really mean? It means that after 53 years, the United States will be opening an embassy in Havana. The embassy closed in 1961 will reopen, and Havana will open an embassy in Washington, D.C. The trade embargo, now in its 54th year, will be gradually lifted. American steel cannot get a tourist visa to visit Cuba. If you want to go, it has to be as part of a business group or a humanitarian group. When you return from such a trip, you can only bring back $100 worth of Cuban cigars and rum. This is obviously to protect the markets in those products from being flooded with tourists returning home with such products. So this is really just the start of further negotiations between Cuba and the United States. What has been accomplished so far is a prisoner swap and promises to engage in further negotiations. The U.S. has had a trade embargo against Cuba since the early 1960s. This embargo has defined American relations with Cuba. Since then, President Obama has gone as far as he can go without actually consulting Congress on what he is doing. Raul Castro lectured the president and told him to ignore Congress. I guess kind of a from one dictator to another kind of thing. The U.S. and Cuba now have to talk about what all this means. What does it mean to restore relations? What does it mean to reestablish embassies? What does it mean to reestablish trade relationships? So we will see a gradual thawing of relations between the United States and Cuba, but the U.S. has to somehow deal with the Helms-Burton Act of 1996, which ties such a thawing of relationship to the reestablishment of free political activity, free as the United States defines it. Raul Castro says that is not going to happen. He says Cuba does not tell America what kind of political system to have, and neither should America tell Cuba. If normalization is going to be done, now is a good time to do it. Cuba is a defeated country. It is a desperate country. Fidel is dying. Raul right behind him. Cuba has always depended on patron states such as Russia, whose economy is in the process of imploding as we speak, and Venezuela, whose economy has already imploded. Cuba has nowhere to turn. It is reaching out for help. The Cubans have no money, no way to get petroleum, no exports to speak of, very little economy to speak of. Their island is a communist hellhole prison from which people die trying to escape. Should the United States then release the Cuban people from this bondage? Yes, I say, absolutely. It should have been done decades ago. You want an enemy 90 miles off your coast or a friend? Let the Cold War and its mentality die a quiet death. Marco Rubio is wrong in what he says. This does not legitimize communism. It will be as it has been in Russia, China, and Vietnam. Communism will be weakened by this, not made stronger. Despotism will be swallowed up by freedom. The Castro brothers will soon die, and the U.S. can be central in Cuba's future. Russia has sent top-level officials to Cuba to try to foul up this deal, and I doubt if the Cubans will be interested in listening to them. Isolation needs to give way to engagement. Business and capital will change Cuba, so I'm in favor of it. I'm very much in favor of it. I know there is the possibility, even the likelihood, that President Obama is doing it for some sinister reason, or that he will somehow, through his incompetence, foul it up. But nevertheless, I'm for it. Let the Cuban people be free. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Finally now, this is Christmas. This is Christmas week. Merry Christmas to all of you. No podcast Wednesday or Friday as we spend time with our families. Forget about this stuff for a few days. I will be back with you again, God willing, December 29th, Monday. Until then, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.